Blog Talk Radio.
The devil seems loose and we got to move on these fools. Jules.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just, again, did not change the startup music. So let me just put a little bit of music in here just to set the tone. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I magnify your name. You're worthy to be praised. There's none like you. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for who you are today. Oh, God, I lift your name on high. God, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy to be praised. Lord, I ask that you come into this time that I share with my listeners, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your people will be enriched, enlightened, edified, emancipated, and encouraged, Lord, during the time that they spend here at Woman to Woman, here at Power in the Word. Lord, I ask, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will take over this time, Father God, and that you will be magnified and glorified, even doing with the work that I am doing unto you, Lord, the work that has already been ordained for me to do. Lord, I love you today. I bless your name. I praise your name. You're worthy, God. You're so worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord, and I magnify your name today. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, Lord. I just ask, Father God, that you use me. Use me for your glory, God. Use me for your glory. It's not about me, God. It's about you and your plan, God, the magnificent plan that you have for your people to prosper them and not to harm them, to give them hope and the future. So, Lord, let it not be about my eloquence of speech or even about being accepted by people, God, but let it be about you, Father God, being made manifest here on the earth so people can know about your love. They can know about your mercy. They can know about your grace, God. So, God, I give this time to you and ask that you have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. Welcome. I welcome all of my listeners, everyone who is streaming, everyone who is in the chat room. Amen. I welcome you all, even all of you who have been blessed enough to say, you know what, I want to hear the archive of that program. So I thank you for tuning in and listening to the archive. God has a blessing in store for you today. Amen. God does have a blessing in store for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I love the Lord today, and it is my prayer that you will know God in the fullness of his glory. Amen. That you will know God in the fullness of his glory, that you will have total victory in every area of your life. God is not a God of lack. He is not a God of shortcomings. God wants you to be victorious in every area of your life, and that is my prayer for you today. Amen. That you will have that. That you will have that, that you already do, and if you don't, that you are on your way to realizing that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to share today on several topics. I'm excited because I am actually having a book giveaway. I want to give away some of my books. The Lord has blessed me to write three books, Pump Up the Power. Actually, I've written five books, but I only have three available for this giveaway. And the three that I'm going to be giving away in the next month are Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, and Nobody's Business, which is a novel. So Pump Up the Power is a Christian motivational book. The Cry of a Woman's Heart is a book of healing for women. And Nobody's Business is a novel. So I'm going to give those three books away this month to my most frequent caller. So when I open up the phone lines and you call in, or I see you in the chat room, that still qualifies as a frequent caller. So to my most frequent caller, I will be giving away three sets. One is a three-book set with all three books. The other one is a two-book set with two of the books, and the other one is a one-book set. So we're going 3, 2, 1. There will be first, second, and third prize winners, and the winner will be announced right here on the show June the 22nd, or the closest program to June the 22nd. Amen. So I want you to get ready to be prepared to receive that. And I'm going to have a lot of fun in the next month. And this is for all three of my programs. I'm on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So for all three programs, Power in the Word, Let's Talk About God, and Woman to Woman, coming together, I will be giving away book prizes, a three-book prize, a two-book prize, and a one-book prize of my books for the most frequent listener or the frequent caller, according to the chat room and the phone lines. Amen. So today we're going to talk about relationships. I want to start with relationships. Amen. And I have some relationship tips today that the Lord led me to write down, And I want to just encourage you in your relationships. You know, everybody's not having a bad relationship. Contrary to popular belief, contrary to how much we hear people complaining about the men in their lives, we hear women complaining about the men in their lives, but not all relationships are going that way. There are some good relationships, and later on today, I'm going to have you call in and tell me who can find a good man, and where you'll be able to give a shout out to your man and tell me why he's a blessing in your life. Amen. You'll be able to shout out to the world and say, I have a good man, and he's a blessing to my life. But let me go into these relationship tips, and I want to welcome Kimberly. God bless you. Good to see you. Good to meet you here on Blog Talk Radio. I was reading the book of Ruth today, and, you know, the Lord led me to this book because so often we wonder what exactly is an indication that I have a good man. And in chapter 2 of the book of Ruth, it talks about how Ruth meets Boaz. Naomi sent Ruth out and told her to go out to the field of Boaz and work in his field. So Ruth went, and as she was working in the field, Boaz came. And I'm going to start reading from chapter 2. I'm going to start reading from verse 3. So Ruth chapter 2, verse 3 says, so she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they called back. Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, whose young woman is that? The foreman replied, she is the Moabitess who came back from Moab with Naomi. And then here in verse 8, it says, so Boaz said to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you, and whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars and that the men have filled. And see, the thing about this meeting with Boaz and Ruth is that when Boaz saw Ruth, the first thing that he did was ask the men, who is that woman? Who is that woman? See, I believe there's a spiritual connection when a man sees a woman that he is interested in. He wants to know who she is. The same thing happened when my husband saw me. He asked my sister's friend, my sister's boyfriend at the time, who is that woman? And actually asked for a formal introduction. And that's what Boaz did. Who is that woman? And so that's the first thing that I want to point out when we're getting involved, when we're getting involved in our relationships, that we don't have to be on the prowl as women. We don't have to be actively on the prowl looking for a man. The Bible tells us that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So believe me, there are enough men out there looking for their good thing. There are enough men out there looking for that rib, that Adam's rib, that part that will complete them, that help me. There are men out there who are looking for a wife. So many women take desperate measures because they think that they're at the end of their rope or that time is running out and that they had better get married quickly. But look, God's timing is perfect in your life. God's timing is perfect in your life. God knows exactly what you need when you need it. And guess what? He is always right on time. Amen. So that's the first thing that we notice, that Boaz found Ruth working in his field. And that's another thing. Ruth was working. She was not out there switching her hips. She wasn't out there dressing seductively, trying to catch Boaz's attention. She was working in the field, so she probably had her hair tied up. She probably wasn't all made up. She probably wasn't all did up, didn't have any makeup on. She was out there in the field. She probably had on a field dress, and it probably was not the most attractive of dresses, but what Boaz found attractive about her was, first of all, it must have been something that he saw in the spirit realm, that he connected with her, and he saw her natural beauty. That's another thing. He saw her natural beauty. That's just my guess. And then another thing that he did was he got a report. Who is she? And they begin to tell Boaz who this woman was. Look, she came back with Naomi, and she has committed to stay and take care of her mother-in-law. So she was a woman of character. And Boaz was attracted to her character, to her commitment, to her mother-in-law, and to the fact that she was out there in the field working. And that's another thing. Just go about your business. You will be amazed at what you will draw to yourself as you go about the business of being the woman that God has created you to do. A lot of women, a lot of you are working in ministry. Keep working in the ministries. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on what God has for you to do. Stay focused on what it is that you're doing. Be focused on living life and living that life more abundantly. Amen. Enjoy life now. Go ahead and buy your house. You don't have to wait for a man to come into your life to buy a house or to travel around the world. As a matter of fact, if you're single, while you're single is the best time for you to go ahead and do your traveling, because you're not tied down, but you know what I'm saying. It becomes more, you have more responsibilities with marriage, because now you have the house, now you have the bills, now you have the husband, now you have the children, and you're not as liberated to go as you were before you got married. So now's the time to travel. Now is the time to take up a hobby like bowling or racquetball or whatever it is that you enjoy doing in your spare time. Just go ahead and live life to the fullest in your singlehood. Live life to the fullness, for the fullest in your singlehood. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Because I have been so busy all week, and God is strengthening me. Amen. So, and that's another thing that we notice about Boaz, that he was also interested enough to protect her. He said, don't let anything happen to her. Don't let any harm befall her. And he told the men, don't lay a hand on her. So Boaz was already in the position of being a protector. amen, of the very woman that he was interested in. So another thing, that's another thing that you can pick up from this story, which is a real life story in the Bible about Ruth and her Boaz, amen. And another thing, as we read further, Ruth went ahead and told Boaz, look, I'm interested in having you to marry me. She told him over in chapter 3, she said, amen, hallelujah. She said in chapter 3, verse 9, he asked her when she went and laid down on the threshing floor. Now, she didn't give her body to him. She laid down on the threshing floor, and he asked her, he said, who are you? And because it must have been dark, and she said, I am your servant Ruth. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer. So she told him, spread the corner of your garment, which meant marry me. She told him, I'm asking you to marry me. And, you know, we today don't believe in women asking men to marry them. That's a whole nother dialogue there, because the thing about it is if you're in a relationship with a man and you know that this man is your husband, then you can clearly ask him, what are your intentions? Are your intentions leading towards marriage? Amen. So that's what she did. She told him, do you intend to redeem me, to be my kinsman redeemer? And Boaz did just that. He went ahead. He could not rest until he got Ruth for his wife. So I pray in that, just look, that little bit of information that I've given you from the story of Ruth and Boaz, that you have gleaned how a real relationship, how a right relationship should progress. Amen. That the man will see you first, because he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So he will see you, he will notice you, and he will be attracted to you, and he will want you, and he will let it be known that he is attracted to you and that he wants you. I'm amazed at how many women go after men that don't want them. And I often ask the woman, does he want you? Does he want to be in relationship with you? Does he want to marry you? Are those his intentions? What are his intentions? So we have to make sure that his intentions are the right intentions, amen, and that he's a protector, not an aggressive person who will abuse you, but someone who will protect you and look after you, someone who will tell people, don't touch her. That's my woman. Do not mess with my woman. Amen. Hallelujah. And is he honorable? Are his intentions towards you honorable? Honorable. Will he marry you before he sleeps with you? Will he marry you before he sleeps with you? And even if he is sleeping with you, I just want to encourage you that you can cut that relationship off now, and you should if you're in fornication. If you're sleeping with someone who is not your husband, it's a good idea to stop it, because God says that we should flee fornication. Amen. God bless you, Lady Renee. I see you out there. It's good to see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyway, if he's that interested in you and having you in that way and taking you to his bed, he should be interested enough to make the investment and marry you. Amen. Because marriage is an investment. He's putting his trust, his hope, and even his money on the line to say, I love her, I'm going to marry her, and I'm going to commit to her until death do us part. Amen. So an honorable man, a man who has good intentions, will marry you. You know, and some men will press up against you. I'm going to tell you, just because a man is trying to press up against you and get into your underwear, it does not mean that he does not have good intentions or that he's not the one. It just means that he's going to push it as far as he can take it, okay? He's going to, is the nature of a man, sometimes even the most holiest of men will push the limit. They will push the button as far as they can push it to see if they can get in, to see if the door will open and they can get in. So my word to you is, don't open that door Do not open the door. Keep the door shut. Keep it shut tight. Keep it locked. Double bolted. Amen. And do not put yourself in circumstances that are going to open you up for temptation. I had a woman come to me yesterday. God bless you, Evangelist Luciano and Yvonne Reeves Chong. Good to see you. Amen. I had a woman come to me after Bible study in church, and I thank God for saints who can talk to me. Amen. And I will sometimes tell little stories, but I won't give any names. Amen. Because I want to protect the privacy of those who put their trust in me. But she asked me, if a man comes to my house and I'm not attracted to him and we're just friends and he wants to go to bed, he wants to sleep with me but not do anything, we're not attracted like that, but he wants to spend the night, can he sleep in my bed if he sleeps at the foot of the bed and I sleep at the head of the bed? It didn't take me in an instant to say absolutely no. I was already shaking my head no before she got the question out of her mouth. Because, look, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. We cannot play with fire and expect not to get burned. Amen. Don't light a fire. Do not light a fire because you will be consumed in that fire. Amen. So the thing about it is, no. As a matter of fact, at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, whenever, first of all, if you really want to resist temptation, don't find yourself alone in his home or your home. Amen, without supervision, because it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, you can fall into the wrong place, which is, you know, fornication. So no matter what time it is, don't find yourself alone with someone that you are attracted to, because opposites attract. And definitely don't try to spend the night with somebody. I'm going to sleep on the floor and you sleep in the bed. Oh, no, the devil is a liar. Things go bump in the night. I always tell people things go bump in the night. So do not find yourself in that predicament. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't put yourself in a predicament that you are not going to be able to get yourself out of without giving something up or without losing something. Because some men are crazy and they think that just because you're there that your no means yes. And that's when you have rape occurring and date rape. Amen. But let's just eliminate that and not even put ourselves in that predicament. Amen. Let's continue to be in the right place at the wrong time and avoid being in the wrong predicament at the wrong or the right time. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's it, basically, what I wanted to talk to you about, some of the relationship tips. And, again, I'm playing the game today, who can find a good man. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and have people just call in and give a shout-out to the man that they have that is a good man, because I believe that there are a lot of good men out there. In my first book, Nobody's Business, I wrote a book about a good man who had a woman who could not receive the love of a good man. And that book is powerful. That's still my bestseller. It's my first book, and it's still my bestseller. It has a 5-star rating on Amazon.com. And we just have to realize that there are some good men out there, but we have to stop going after the wrong ones and wait for the right one. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give some relationship tips that I just have. I'm going to go really fast through them, and you can listen to the archives and get them later. The first one is to put God first. Put God first. That's always the first thing that we want to do in a relationship. Make sure that our relationship with God is tight. That means that you and God are like two fingers crossed over each other. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. So make sure that you put God first. And then you want to clear up your issues. Make sure that you resolve your personal issues. Make sure that you resolve your personal issues. Next thing that you want to do is love yourself. Love yourself. And then you want to, the next thing that you want to do is refuse to settle for less. Refuse to settle for less. Don't put up with nonsense. You don't have to. You're better than that. The fourth thing that you want to do is make sure that the man loves the Lord. If you're considering a relationship, make sure that he loves the Lord. Then you want to, we talked about this, do not have sex. Remain celibate. If you're not celibate, go ahead and get celibate, especially if you're thinking about getting married, because a man really is looking for the woman who will say no. So you want to make sure that you're celibate. The next thing that you want to do is observe his relationships. Open your eyes and your ears and watch how he relates to other people, his friends, his relatives, his mother, any children that he has, his baby's mother, and or maybe his ex-wife. Watch how he relates to others in his life. It's going to give you an indication of how he's going to relate to you. I want to tell you the next thing is to listen closely when he talks. You can find out a lot about a person by listening. But there was a saying, when E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens. If you pay attention when he talks, you'll know what he's about, and you'll know what he's working with in the spiritual aspect, in the mental and the emotional aspect, if you listen closely when he talks. The next thing that you want to do is stay in the spirit. If you stay in the spirit, you won't be tempted to operate in the flesh. The next thing that you want to do is follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. The Holy Spirit will tell you, no, he's the wrong one. Turn around, run for your life, drop him, kick him to the curb. He's not the one. So don't quench the Spirit. Listen to the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Or the Holy Spirit will tell you, stay pure. I know he's telling you that he needs you, that he can't live without you. I know he's saying that his stomach hurts. I know he's saying that he has to have you and that he's going to marry you. I know he's saying that it's okay because you're engaged. The Holy Spirit is still saying no. The Holy Spirit will never contradict the word of God. Amen. So follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. The next thing that you want to do is ask him the tough questions. Why did you break up with your last girlfriend? Why did you never get married and you're 50 years old? What was the relationship between your father and your mother? What are your intentions in this relationship that you're trying to start with me? Ask the tough questions. The next thing that you want to do is watch his love walk. Is he walking in love, or does he have a hot temper? The next thing that you want to do is don't try to make him want you. Don't try to make him want you or love you. If he doesn't want you, then he's not the one. He is not the one. Next, no married men. I don't care if he's separated. Do not date married men. He may have been separated for 10 years, but why isn't he divorced? So no married men. The next thing that you want to observe, if he's somebody else's guy, run. If he's trying to hit on you and he has a girlfriend, he can't be trusted. So run. So if he's somebody else's guy, run. The next thing that you want to do is don't allow yourself to be mistreated in any way. At the first indication of disrespect, re-examine why are you with that person. The next thing that you want to do is to remember to love yourself more than you love him at all times. Remember to love yourself more than you love him at all times. Our older woman, my mentor, Julie Romano, once told me, find you a man or let the man find you. But this is what she said. Find a man who loves you more than you love him. Amen. And that was powerful for me. I only have 3 more that I'm going to take some calls. The next thing that you want to do is if he gets aggressive with you, break it off. Again, he's the wrong one. If he curses you out, calls you outside of your name, if he pushes you, if he grabs you, if he hits you, if he slaps you, break it off. Break it off. You're dating this guy. You're not married to him. If he does any of this stuff and you're dating, break it off. The next thing, don't allow yourself to be strung along. Don't allow yourself to be strung along. Don't let anybody string you along for his ride. Don't let somebody tell you year after year after year that he's going to marry you. When I get myself together, when my money is right, when I get out of school, when I get this divorce, I'm going to marry you. You're being strung along. Don't let somebody string you along for 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Don't put yourself in that predicament. You'll better than that. Amen. Woman of God, you're better than that. Don't allow yourself to be strung along like Ruth. Expect him to marry you, and don't be scared. I'm saying this. I'm going to say it. Don't be scared to let him know that you expect him to marry you. You're worth more than that. And that's my final thing. Know your value. Know your value. Look, don't be scared. Look, if you're scared to let him know, look, I'm not looking for another boyfriend. This is what I told my husband. I'm not looking for another boyfriend. I'm all dated out. I can't break up to make up. I can't make up to break up. I can't do any of this dating game stuff any longer. I'm not looking for another boyfriend. So that was from the gate. He knew from the gate that I was in business and I was mindset. I was in the mindset of having a husband. That was it. And because that was established, we're married today. Amen. Going on next month, it will be 12 years. Amen. 12 wonderful years. And now that I talk about wonderful years, my mother-in-law told me yesterday, she said, when she was in her hospital bed, she said, stop telling everybody how great your husband is. Stop telling everybody that you have a good man. I meant to tell you that a long time ago, you always singing his praises. You're always talking about how good your man is. And I just can't help myself. I told her, I said, Mommy, I do have a good man. I can't help myself. And that's what I'm saying, because she may be right, because there are a lot of people who can't handle your blessings. There are a lot of women who will hate you because you have a good man. But that's not the mindset of the Christian. We're not supposed to be like that. There are a lot of women in the church who will try to take your good man if you tell them too much. And that's why I keep people out of it. Keep people out. If you're, this is the marriage moment. For the married people, keep people out of your bedroom business. Keep people out of your bedroom business. If you have a good bedroom life, don't tell people how good your husband is. Don't tell people how he makes your toes curl. I keep people out of my bedroom. Good or bad, you will never know. Good, bad, or indifferent, you will never know what's going on in my bedroom. Because it's nobody's business what's going on. If you're married, that's between you, your husband, and God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to realize that some things are just sacred. The marriage bed is sacred. It's undefiled, and nobody should be in it but the husband, the wife, and God. Amen. So I do say I have a good man, but that's as far as I take it. I would say tell you he's a man of integrity, because somebody once said, if you please your man in bed, your husband, then your marriage will be happy. That's not all that it is to it. Some people can't have sexual intimacy. Some men have cancer, prostate cancer, and they cannot unite with their wives any longer in that way. So you have to have more than that. This is what I'm telling you. You have to have more than that in your marriage to have a successful marriage. It can't just be about sexual intimacy. Amen. Hallelujah. So it has to be, when I say my husband's a good husband, I'm talking about the man. He is a man of integrity, a man of good character. He's the same way in the church as he is out of the church. He treats his wife with respect. He's a Boaz. He protects his family. He protects me. He provides for me. That's a good man. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything else is gravy. So you don't have to try it. You know, somebody said you have to try it out before you get married. No, because that really doesn't bear that much weight, really, when it really comes down to it. God is able to make all things great in your marriage. Amen. So you think God is not able to put you with the right person? So, amen. Hallelujah. So I'm opening up the phone lines again. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm giving away some books. As I see all of you in the chat room, I'm writing down your names so that I can remember who was here. And as you call in, I'm keeping a list. And at the end of this month, I will be giving away a three-book set of my three books, a two-book set, and a one-book set to three very blessed people who are going to be blessed by those books. Amen. Hallelujah. For information about the books, you can go to my website, either nccmonline.org or dpc-books.com. And right now we're going to take a call. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Caller 718, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Praise God. This is Lady Renee. How are you, Pastor Rebecca?
Oh, I'm blessed. How are you, Lady Renee? So good to hear you.
Yes, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and I'm really, it feels great to be here, sis.
Amen.
I just praise God for this opportunity. Oh, my God, this is what a subject today, my God.
Amen.
My God. But I think it's so true what you're saying even about the intimacy. If you have sex before you get married, sometimes it can take away the intimacy. And I know from my own experience, you know, I have had children by men who do not know me, and yet there is someone in my life that knows more about me, and he's never touched me.
My God.
It's a blessing, you know what I mean? Because it's the difference of what I had, what Satan had to offer versus what God has to offer. And I have to tell you that it is a wonderful thing, and I just praise God. I really do praise God, because I was one that thought all men were dogs and, you know, there were no good men. And, you know, God brought my dad back into my life to show me what a true man of God was, so that I would be able to truly receive love when that time came. And I thank God. Oh, I just thank him. I just give him the praise. And you're so right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I guess you have a shout out. Why don't you go ahead and give a shout out to your good man? Who can find the good man? Now, I'm opening up the phone lines for the shout outs. Who can find the good man?
I would just like to give a shout out to Brother Stephen James. What an awesome man of God. And like you said, a man, like, it's about him, who he is. He is the same, like, everywhere in the church and even outside the church. I love the very essence of who he is. And I found a masterpiece in him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Praise the Lord. And that's what it's about, because all men are not dogs. We found that out, didn't we, Lady Renee?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. And I just want to say God is faithful if we would do it his way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the thing about it is when we get with God's program, all of the blessings are right there to overwhelm us.
Yes.
And that brings me into to today's proverb. Proverb is the 22nd, Proverbs 22. And I tell the people all of the time, read a proverb a day.
Because there
are 31 proverbs, and most months have 31 days. So to get your Bible reading, and all that you have to do is read a proverb. Proverb 22, verse 4. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. So those are the benefits of letting God be in total control of your life, that you will have wealth, that you will have honor, and you will have that life more abundantly that you've been seeking to have. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines. I have another caller on the air, area code 347. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Evangelist Luciano.
God bless you, Evangelist Luciano. How are you today?
I'm blessed, and I'm also enjoying the program. I mean, it's a program dedicated to women, but I'm benefiting because I'm getting to know how women think, especially women of God.
Yes, amen. So I know you don't have a good. I don't know if you have a shout out. You know, the thing today was I said call in and give a shout out to a good man. Who can find a good man? Do you have such a shout out?
I'm not a good man, but.
You're not. See, you didn't play according to the script. You know, ladies, that is another tip that I want to give you about men. Men do not play according to the script. I would set my husband up, and see that we have to be careful that we're not doing it for the wrong reasons. I just did it in playing around to see if Evangelist Luciano would tell me that he was a good man. See, that's what I was doing. But in the days when I was dating my husband, I would mess with him because I would try to manipulate him to say and be and do what I wanted him to say, be, and do. So I would set him up, and I would set up a script for him. I would say in my mind, well, I'm going to say this, and he'll say that, and then I'll say this, and he'll say that. But very often, he would not play according to my script.
Amen.
And that's what I'm telling you. Men do not play according to the script, so you might as well throw away the script and be real. and be real. That's what I had to do. I had to just throw away my little script and be real with him. We have to, if you really can trust a man, you can be naked and not ashamed in the spirit and in the realness of that relationship. And I had to say, when I said the word naked, I have to make this corrective. Don't take off any clothes.
Amen.
Unless you're married. So when you're dating, that transparency is even the veiled transparency, because sometimes men like a little bit of mystique. Is that something that you would agree with, Evangelist Luciano? Do men like it when they have to find out everything about you other than you revealing everything that there is to be revealed about yourself?
Me personally, I like mysteries. You know, I love, you know, waiting.
Yeah.
You know, when something that comes so quickly doesn't last too long, and it's not for real.
Yeah.
But I like it when it's revealed daily as the Lord's please and the Lord's will. You know, and then you see the real thing when it comes to you little by little, piece by piece.
Wow.
You know, because I want to shout out for my mother, because she's almost like she showed me how a woman of God really is. You know?
Wow.
She's been married for a pretty long time. My father passed away, and she's always telling me that, you know, the reason why our marriage works is because we put God first.
Wow.
You know, and so I thank God for my mother. She's in Puerto Rico, and
hallelujah.
I thank God for her, because if it weren't for her, you know, I would never know what a real woman of God really is. And you woman of God, I mean, I'm being blessed by your program. I don't know, I might be the only guy here, but I just thank God for your program, because again, this ministry is helping women, but also it's helping me as a Christian man and a minister to look for woman of God. And I just pray that God does bring Eve soon, that will help me to you know, because I believe it makes it complete, you know. Like you said, you know, and I say the same thing. I'm not here to find a girlfriend. I'm here to find something permanent.
Yes.
You know, because I don't got no time to, you know, the dating scene. I said, God, you have to make a way where there's no way, and I'm trusting in you. Just have my spiritual eyes open to see the real thing, you know. And again, I thank you for your program.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
Amen.
And continue to listen. Men are definitely welcome. You're not the only man. Pastor Anthony covers, and sometimes he's a silent partner, so he's always with us. Amen. God bless you. My husband is with us now. God bless you, man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Hallelujah.
God. And praise God. Amen. So I'm going to let go of the phone, and I'll keep listening.
Amen. And To Be Enlightened is also here. So, Evangelist, you can listen and call in anytime. And Pastor Anthony, we're talking about, since I've already... Hello? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Since I've already let people know that you are on the air with us right now, is there anything that you have to shout out? Who can find a good man? Do you have a shout out in that area?
I didn't understand the question again.
Amen. Who can find a good man? This is a time where I'm opening up the lines for women and even men who believe that they are a good man or know a good man to give a shout out. That pastor said you asking the wrong one. I know, baby. You said I'm asking the wrong one. Don't be asking me that question. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, yeah, it's a time when I'm opening up the lines for people to call in and shout out, give a shout out to the good men that they know, the good men in their lives, whether it's someone that they're dating or married to. And even for the men, if they feel that they're a good man, they could even shout out to themselves, or if they have a father who was a representative and showed them the essence of a good man, that's something else. We're letting the Holy Spirit lead.
Well, my shout out, of course, is to you. You know, you're just an awesome wife, an awesome partner for life. And God has blessed me tremendously just to allow me to even ask your hand in marriage. And again, as we look back over the last 12 years, as we are on the brink of 12 years of anniversary of marriage, God has truly been blessing our union and our covenant as far
Amen.
As our relationship is concerned.
Amen. Well, thank you for those kind words. And, you know, I love you. You know I love you. I'm the most blessed woman that I know. And I know your mother told me to stop saying that.
Well, she's 82 years of age, and you know her mindset is that you have people who covet and are jealous and would intentionally try to break up your happy home.
Yes.
But no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
And as you're teaching today, I am just so blessed by you equipping, educating, and edifying the women of God primarily so that they can have the abundant life in their relationship that God has already preordained for them to have.
Yes, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for being my covering and for being with me, because I couldn't do this without you. And, you know, I do so much, and I thank you even for allowing me to do as much as I do. You know, for those of you who don't know our story, I worked at Merrill Lynch for 18 years, and when I started writing books, started the ministry of books, I was at a point of frustration in my career, and I didn't want to go to corporate America anymore. I was making pretty good money, but thank God for the man of God who said, if you don't want to go back, then don't. Go ahead and turn in your letter of resignation, and that's what I did, and it's been since 2003, so it's been 5 years since I've worked for any other person other than the Lord. And it's a blessing, you know, it's a blessing. So I just thank God for the ability to do ministry on a full-time basis and for the covering that I have to do. And that's what a good man will do, you know. He will cover you. A good man will cover you when you need to be covered. We need the covering of a good man. Amen. Hallelujah. I have another caller. We're going to take another caller. Let's get this off of us. My husband can still make me blush, and it's been 12 years of marriage. I tell you, oh, only God. Area code 510, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hello, everybody. This is Denise. How's everybody doing?
Oh,
bless. Christ-storm. It's good to hear from you all. I just wanted to take a moment. I was sitting listening, and you were talking about giving shout-outs, and at first, I wasn't going to call in, but you know what? I thought about it. I said, let me do this over the airwaves, because I, as the child of these two people, are so godly proud. I want to give a shout-out to my parents.
Amen.
Bill and Edith, in September, they will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and I am so excited.
Wow.
About it.
How many years?
50.
Wow.
50 years.
Praise
and I think
Lord.
I'm more excited about it than they are. I'm like, okay, what are we going to do? But, you know, growing up and watching that, I've never been married myself, but I, my sister, her and her husband have been married, it'll be 26 years, I believe, this year. And
wow.
My other sister was married over 20 years. And so, you know, I'm just excited. I'm like, Lord, that's what I want when that day comes, when you say it is my time to say I do. But I just wanted to give that shout out to my parents. I love this show. Thank you for sharing and all the insight and all the wonderful things that have been said. But I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to my parents who have managed to stay together for 50 years. And I can say I have been blessed during that 50 years. And I know during that time they probably had disagreements. They didn't agree on everything. But I can honestly say I never saw my parents fight. I never saw my parents argue. Neither one of my parents abused each other. And to see them now, and they're just so content. You know, they have great-grandchildren now, so they're so excited about that.
Oh, that is wonderful. How old are your parents?
My mom is 67, and my dad will be 73 this year in December.
Wow.
And they have been married 50 years, and I often pick their brains. Well, how did you guys meet? And blah, 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 you know. Because it's just so exciting to me when you see so many marriages that if they last 2 years, they've made a major accomplishment in their relationship.
Yes.
it's such a blessing. And so I'm just, you know, I wanted to do that for not only to give them a shout out, but to let those who are married and those who hope to be married one day, is there is a way. It is possible to have a marriage relationship that lasts and stands the test of time, that stands all the fiery darts that the enemy may try to throw at your relationship. But it's so exciting to me. So I just wanted to take a moment to do that.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in, because you just spoke something, and we have to really break the myth that marriage does not work and that marriages are ball and chains and that people can't be happy together. Brother Reggie said that it sounds like his parents. Evangelist Luciano says that it sounds like his parents. So people are going for longevity, and they are staying married. They are staying married and being happy.
And even to encourage those more, my grandparents, before my grandfather died, were married over 65 years.
Wow.
And so it's like, you know, it is possible to have that longevity in marriage. I have a host of aunts and uncles who have been married and are now having grandchildren of their own. So, you know, it's just exciting to really give a shout out to so many, you know, in my family and even those outside of my family. I know a wonderful Christian couple who now he's a pastor, and, you know, I just watch how they interact with each other. And I guess I share this for those who have spouses that are in ministry. You talked about how your husband supports you and how you support him and so forth. And it's just a blessing to watch them even just minister together. You know,
wow. Yes,
it's
exactly.
It is great. It is a blessing. And it's very encouraging to me,
yes.
You know, and saying, Lord, continue to prepare me for that day.
Amen. And he will. You keep asking him that very question, because marriage works. So thank you so much, Ms. Quiet Storm, for calling
You're
in.
Welcome.
And that just turns me right into our marriage moment. I just want to give some advice to those who are married, to those, because we've given some single people some advice, and I did give something earlier on marriage, and Ms. Quiet Storm just spoke on marriage. So I had three tips for married people, as you're married. And I want to also steer you toward Brother Reggie's program here on Blog Talk Radio. He does gospel music from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock, and it is powerful. It is powerful. I go in there when I'm working, and I just listen while I work. You don't have to go in the chat if you don't want to. You can just listen, and his music is really anointed. And that's from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. He had the URL in the chat room. So for those of you who want to go over there, you'll be able to find him on the air at 1 o'clock p.m. But for marriage, I have three tips for marriage. The first thing is have a date night. Have a date night. We date before we get married, and some people will tell you that Christians should not date. That's another show. But so often we spend time with each other before we get married. We spend quality time going to the movies, going to the museum, going to the theater, going to the opera. Honey, you still owe me a trip to the opera. It's been 13 years now. Come on.
I'm working on it.
Amen. Going to the opera, whatever it is, going to the walks in the park, going to Bible study together, going to church services, worship services together. Have a date night. Take some time to spend time with each other. This is for married people. And the second thing that I want to recommend is to remember to respect your husband at all times. For the married women out there, says that the husband would rather sleep on the roof than live in the house with a nagging woman. So we want to make sure that we are respecting our husbands. Ephesians tells us to reverence our husbands. Amen. So respect your husband at all times. Even when you're angry, do not sin in your anger. Do not call him out of his name. Do not throw anything at him. Do not put your hands on him. As a matter of fact, begin to confess those things that are not as though they are. Go ahead and call him your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband. I did it, even when times were hard in our marriage. And look at our marriage today. The third thing, Give your husband a pleasant surprise at least once a month. Find something new. Find something different, innovative that you can do for your husband that you haven't done in a long time. Always surprise him. You heard Evangelist Luciano said that he likes mystery. Men like little surprises. So whether it's you running a bubble bath so that you could take a bath together, whether it's you sending the kids somewhere so that you and your husband can have a quiet night together, whether it's you renting a room at a nice a resort for a weekend retreat with your husband, whether it's cooking steak when you can only afford chicken, so you might have to tighten the budget to get some steak when your budget has been calling for chicken, 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 preparing his favorite dessert, whatever you can find to do. Maybe your husband likes flowers. Whatever you can find to do, putting a note in his briefcase. There are so many innovative ways that you can find to bless your husband. Calling him at an unexpected hour while he's at work to say, honey, I love you so much. You are so wonderful. And put on a sweet voice while you're at it. Amen. Amen. So these are things that you can do. And that's what Evangelist Luciano said, that you can call him. You can do a lot of different things. And we have somebody here who says that won't work. Tobias C. said all of that won't work. Wow. My God. You know, and that's really looking at the glass half empty. See, another thing that we have to do when we're married is have a positive mindset. Amen. And we know that God is the only way. Amen. But this is the way in God. I taught at our Bible study last night that the Holy Spirit works within your personality. God doesn't strip you of your personality when you get saved. He leaves you your personality, you know, your little, the cute things about you. He leaves that intact, the way that you walk, the way that you talk, you know, but he gives you the Holy Spirit to bring in the godliness that he wants you to have. Amen. So God will, the Holy Spirit will work through your personality in your relationship to make sure that your marriage prospers. Amen. We got to know that. We have to know that. People prosper for lack of knowledge. People perish for lack of knowledge. But with God's wisdom, there is true prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. So I've done marriage and parenting. I wanted to give a parenting tip. And the phone lines are open, and we have time for one or two more calls if you want to give a shout-out, who can find a good man, if you want to call us up and tell us about your good man. It could be your husband. It could be someone that you know that is going to be your husband soon. Parenting. My parenting tip for parents is to keep the lines of communication open. Let your children know that they can talk to you about everything. Even if your child comes to you, my 9-year-old, when she was 5, came to us and said, Mommy, how do I find a husband when I get older? How do I get a house and a car and a job? And it threw her father and myself for a loop. But we really had to smile at her and tell her, okay, baby, that's great that you want that stuff, but you have plenty of time to think about that stuff. Right now, concentrate on being a child. And I told her in the car the other day, Kayla, you can talk to me about anything. We tell Marcus, our 15-year-old, Marcus, you can talk to us about anything. He's into girls now. He sees a girl, his eyes begin to bulge. Woo, girls, you know. So we keep the lines of communication open. Amen. Our 21-year-old, he still talks to us. He comes to me. He talks to me about everything. If he has a question, he still comes to myself and his father. So that's our parenting moment. Amen. Praise God. So I pray you've been blessed. We have 1 minute remaining, and no one else called in. And remember, there's a contest. I've taken down the names of all of our chat room participants and everybody that has called in. On June the 22nd, I will be rewarding 3 different prizes of my books, a 3-book set, a 2-book set, and a 1-book set. And this is for all 3 of my programs. So it's going to be working together. Amen. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being there, everybody who called in and participated in this program. You all helped to make this program great. I don't want to just be here, just to be here, because God doesn't allow me to be to do that. I've been called to preach, so even when I'm doing radio, I have to preach because it's for the edification. That's my call. That's my job. Amen. So I want to make sure that it's enlightening and that it's beneficial to those who will come to listen. I want to make sure that we are having a good time while we learn, amen, what God expects of us and what God wants of us. We can have good prayer, clean fun together, amen, while we're growing in the Lord, amen. And that's what this program really is about, to make sure that we're walking in the fullness of the quality of life that God has for us, amen. So thank you all for being there. God bless you. Pastor Anthony, do you have anything to say as we go off the air?
No.
Amen. Praise God. So, you know, this is the only time that I get to out-talk my husband, and I take advantage of every opportunity because my husband and my nine-year-old, they talk, and I don't get a chance to say that much. So this is what he said, no, you go ahead, baby. So I praise God for all of you. Lady Renee, God bless you. Everybody in the chat room, all of our streamers, tell somebody about these programs. They're going to be a blessing. If you know someone who needs to be blessed, just tell them about Power in the Word, Woman to Woman, and let's talk about God. So go in peace, serve the Lord. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my brother, remember my sister, that God loves you, and so do we. Pastor Anthony and myself here at Power in the Word, Woman to Woman. Amen and praise God.